Dry weather tonight by with a low by morning of 33, sunny and warm tomorrow, high of 60, sunny and even warmer on Friday, high of 65. At 6:06, we have 55 in Spartanburg County. I'm Jeff Herndon, WORD News.
And the news is brought to you by Hardee's. At Hardee's, we're out to win you over. Good evening, this is Spartanburg at Night. My name is CJ. And you might be asking, well, where's the radar at around the city of Spartanburg? Well, I can tell you that it definitely is on Reedville Road, Fernwood Glendale Road. Doug Horton also says on South Church and on Crescent Avenue. And this could be moving radar, or they could be sitting and running stationary radar. So please drive the speed limit. WORD. It's 9 minutes after 6. Spartanburg at night. 54 degrees still in Spartanburg County. And boy, this is softball and baseball weather outdoors now. Oh, we've got to get the station softball team going again. That's all there is to it. I'm serious about that. Speaking of sports, we'll talk sports with Bert just about 5 minutes or so, but now a WORD Mobile 2 report.
CJ, we have some traffic problems just below the Spartanburg Medical Center on Church Street. You're very close to the interchange of Highway 9. A two-car crash. There's injury involved. The medic unit's just arriving on the scene, as well as law enforcement. And be advised, you do have traffic problems on North Church at Highway 9. Bobby Dean, Mobile 2.
The new Hillcrest Mall has got it all. And if you haven't seen the new Hillcrest Mall lately, you haven't seen the new Hillcrest Mall. Let's take a look at what you'll find. Lights, please. These are some of the new additions to the new Hillcrest Mall. First, this is Morrison's Family Dining. Here's Thierry Stride Right Children's Shoes. Webster Menswear. This is Naturalizer Footworks. Emphasis Junior Fashions. Camera America. Raffles Haircutters. Golden Chain Gang. And the most recent additions, Learner Woman. And Impressions Designer Footwear. But it doesn't stop there. Coming soon, many other fine stores like Fashion Accent to join the fine family of merchants like Bell Cudson, Ivy's, Butler Shoes, Casual Corner, Friedman Jewelers, George's Bootery, Zales, and all the rest. Lights, please. Well, there you are. A quick look at the new additions to the new Hillcrest Mall on East Main Street. Remember, the new Hillcrest Mall has got it all. Or fresh spring savings. And real low prices, too. Shop this week at Community Cash, where you'll find a 50-pound bag of 10-10-10 fertilizer for only $3.99. 2-liter Coke, 99 cents. A 10-pound bag of Idaho potatoes for $1.59. And a 13-ounce bag of Master Blend coffee, $1.69. Limited. Shop and save at Community Cash.
More information, I just call Kim Mason, and here's the number. Write this down, 578-8269. That's 578-8269. And boy, you know, once every 24 hours, I get to talk to my favorite sports person in the whole world. The nice thing about it is I work with him. Hello there, Bert.
How you doing this afternoon?
Now that I've made your ego feel great, let's talk some sports here, guy.
All right. Hey, you know, an interesting twist to the case of the NCAA versus SMU. We're not talking about Spartanburg Methodist. We're talking about Southern Methodist down in Texas, the Lone Star State. And how convenient to drop this bombshell the day after the NCAA announced a comparatively mild host of sanctions against the program of USC. The only difference in severity is basically that the sanctions imposed against the Gamecocks were for basketball and the sanctions against SMU were for football.
Yesterday, Texas Governor Bill Clements said the SMU Board of Governors knew football players were being paid as far back as 1983. The governor is
very interested in how your baseball team does.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a good afternoon. And go, 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 go. closing.
That's right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was some conversation. Mickey is the life of the party. SMC 18-2. This is the final score in baseball this afternoon. Real close game. I mean, they're playing JV competition. What do you expect? Really? You know, it's Region 2 Quad A basketball playoff action tonight. And CJ, you want to be giving the scores, I'm sure, when they get phoned in.
Oh, yeah.
Brooklyn Case at Burns and Orangeburg Wilkes at Spartanburg. And they all tip off at 8 o'clock. So go, 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 Vikings! And I'm gone, too.
How about a little baseball music, Bert?
Sure.
From the boss. He's one of your local guys up there, Brooklyn.
Yeah. From New Jersey. Can we talk this up? Sure.
Yeah.